Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, we're back. Yes, indeed. Thank the Most High that we're back again. Back again for another episode. Yes, another very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I'm your host, Eddie Mia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Yes, so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity, this precious opportunity to be back with you here again. Yes, and I thank the Most High for every ear that He brings near. And I thank you all, yes I do, for listening. For the Most High has told me, yes directly has He told me, that I have for His cause some very important things for Him, yes, that I must do. The Most High calls a prophet to speak with others would not. For indeed, my brothers and sisters, men more often than not have been more concerned for personal pulpits and thrones than for the ultimate divine covenant cause, the one consent, healing, and reconciliation of a people devout unto the one Most High, for the making one, my brothers and sisters, of a world entire unto the ways of eternal peace. But now, my brothers and sisters, even now the time, my brothers and sisters, that time has come when the promise times of refreshing are upon us. The time to rediscover the ancient truths. The time foretold, my brothers and sisters, that all the precious truths that unscrupulous men
should be near to the Father
for so long have schemed to keep hidden in the darkness must again be brought to the light, to at last remember all that should never have been forgotten. My truth-loving brothers and sisters, is now. For again, the Most High has told me that I have for him some very important things for his cause that I must do. And he told me that because of what I must do, he said that I would surely accrue some very powerful friends as well as enemies. But he told me that in doing for him that which he has asked of me, that I would have his protection and his guidance. And for that, my brothers and sisters, I am indeed utmost thankful. For the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, has he told me, that I must tell you things. Yes, that I must tell you things. Precious truths. That men have done some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and yes, my brothers and sisters, if they could, to destroy. So let it be in this day when the Most High is appointed, yes, that all the truth that the world would obscure must again come to light, when all who would hide the truth from you must be exposed. When indeed, my brothers and sisters, all that has been hidden in the darkness must come to light, must be revealed. Let it be, my brothers and sisters, that all who would serve the Most High cry aloud. Hallelujah!
Yes, well, my brothers and my sisters, we are back. Yes, indeed, we are back again for another episode, another very, very, very precious episode of Hidden Gospel, Hidden Gospel Revealed. And I am your host, Edemia of Covenant Remembrance Ministries, indeed so very thankful to the Most High for this opportunity. Yes, indeed, this very, very precious opportunity to be back with you here again to speak these very precious words the Most High has granted us for the healing of our people. But the Most High has told me, yes, indeed, directly has he told me, that I must tell you things, yes, indeed, that I must tell you things, that men have done something, some of everything they could since the dawn of human fall, to hide, to deny, to pervert, to silence, and indeed, if they could, my brothers and sisters, I said, if they could, to destroy. I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, but the Most High has a plan. Surely, indeed, he has a plan to restore reverence, respect for his most honorable and to be revered name. But we live in a society, my brothers and sisters, that may have been so far from discerning what indeed reverence for the Most High is, that every manner of false imagining men have been able, let's just say con men, have been able to parlay worthless doctrines. Yes, my brothers and sisters, for their own greedy benefit unto the destruction of so many. I want you to hear, my brothers and sisters, it's time we understand the truth. It's time we lay it out on the line. No question about it, my brothers and sisters. I'm telling you now, the Most High raises up a prophet for the express purpose to speak, I repeat, what others would not. I can only tell you that your leaders have proven in so many ways that they were never called. But if they were, I said if they were, the mass confusion that has inhabited the minds of so many, that has thwarted the minds of so many, my brothers and sisters, men would have a far better shield in their conscience against accepting so much mass confusion and collusion with lies. I have to just lay it on the line tonight, my brothers and sisters. You saw the title of this show. I meant every word of what I said. I said every word of what I said I have meant. Your leaders have been nothing but a bunch of con men. They claim to be your friends, but in so many ways, because they hide the truth from you, they're actually your worst enemies, the habitations of devils themselves. I repeat, the habitation of devils themselves is what they have been. Truthfully, my brothers and sisters, a man having a direct call from the Most High cannot, will not, being faithful to that call, he cannot, he will not compromise what is divine promise. He is called to speak all the Most High has declared unto him. Nothing less. The problem that exists, my brothers and sisters, we have many who believe that somehow the Most High has somehow confirmed, even sanctioned some of every partial, polluted, tainted misimagining of man, and called it righteousness just because folks have believed it. My brothers and sisters, the Most High is one. He does not contradict himself. He is not and will not be dissuaded reasoning, no matter how much men are misled. We live in a society today of some 47,000 now denominations across 280 nations. Heaven help us. Whoever can believe that that mass of confusion is the result of a work of the Most High and a work of man's faithfulness unto one, whoever can believe that such mass confusion is a work of the Most High or the desire of the Most High, my brothers and sisters, such a one cannot be a disciple unto the Most High, cannot believe him who is, cannot defend the truth, and in fact, my brothers and sisters, is an outright devil worshiper. The Most High is one. This mass contradiction is the result of the intrusions of many devils. And trust me when I say this, my brothers and sisters, 47,000 denominations that cannot agree. I said 47,000 denominations that cannot perfectly agree are not, cannot be, never was the law of the Most High and never was the way of his peace. Hear me, my brothers and sisters, the way of life the Most High will reveal from on high. And trust me, if your rulers can't declare it, you have to hear from on high. Well, I tell you now, the massive confusion that your rulers have taught, my brothers and sisters, hiding so much of the truth. Hey, so much of what is scripture. As the scripture says, all men will be judged by. Your rulers have sought to hide, cause even so hope that you would never even see or consider. And the very fact that they do such a thing proves them. Men that were never called into the Most High, were never faithful to a calling from him, having no authority to deliver you out of Babylon, because they are. Hear me now. They are Babylon. 47,000 denominations. All claiming to call upon the name of the Most High. It's just a mass of misrepresentations. Devilish misrepresentations, my brothers and sisters. I said devilish misrepresentations. For if they were called by the Most High, by the Spirit that teaches all things, having an obligation in the Spirit, knowing the obligation to speak and teach all things the Most High has declared, if they were true to that call, I repeat, if they were true to that call, there is so much truth, my brothers and sisters, that is written in the scriptures that by no means could they ignore. And if indeed they had the love of Yah, I repeat, if indeed they had the love of Yah, as he is true to all that the Most High requires and finds acceptable, if they were true to Yah, when the greater truths of the Most High that men have ignored are found, revealed, their hearts would rejoice, my brothers and sisters, like the parable of the woman who found that 10th coin that was missing. That upon her finding it, she rejoiced and called all to her and said, come and rejoice for me, if I found that which was lost. My brothers and sisters, these leaders aren't about revealing to you the truths that are missing. They're about flattering people, establishing institutions. I said fatally flattering people, establishing institutions, setting up havens for lies, refuges for lies, for those who don't want the whole truth. Let's just say setting up institutionalities to keep people from finding the truth after they've been taught so many lies. Half-truths, hasty conclusions, flattering the people not to seek the greater truth they must perceive, must receive if ever they're going to exceed being deceived. You have to hear me, my brothers and sisters, when I say this. Purity and completion offers one choice. 47,000 denominations cannot do this. 47,000 denominations is not the result of a love for Yah seeking the whole truth. 47,000 denominations, my brothers and sisters, is not a matter of seeking the Most High to reconcile all differences that exist amongst us. It's not a love for Yah, it's not a love for man. Everyone who is called by him, absolute obligation, my brothers and sisters. Everyone who is called by the Most High, who would seek the Spirit that teaches all things, must have first a love enough for his people to seek the whole truth so that if ever there be any dissension or contentions or difference of opinion amongst us, we can seek the Most High, having a legitimate desire for the healing of our people, that we all can be indeed, again, made one. Anyone who does not have this first priority, my brothers and sisters, is not a soul inspired by the Holy Spirit. My brothers and sisters, you need to understand this, and you need to understand it well. The truth of the matter, my brothers and sisters, anyone who believes that the hope of his salvation rests according to his own imaginations, according to his own incomplete perception of justice, is such a one, my brothers and sisters, having no respect for the Most High. And so often, my brothers and sisters, I repeat, and the people of this world, the rulers of this world, I've oftentimes sought not to understand or have this world come to the genuine light of the truth. For to do so, my brothers and sisters, for to be exposed, to be to expose all the darkness that many rely upon. In fact, your rulers are more concerned about preserving the institutions, the status quo institutions, my brothers and sisters, that they see or would want to perceive and want you to perceive are a refuge against the wrath of the Most High. Understand, all the scriptures said that in order to deliver and free his people, every institution that would be partial in the law, that would hide the truth, deny the truth, keep people from discerning the truth, they all, in fact, my brothers and sisters, that will not seek the invariant light of the Most High, they are all but co-participant with entire nations of beliefs. My brothers and sisters, tell us, because they would not hear, must, for deliverance sake, perish. Isaiah 60:12, I had some pastors, pastor at a very popular church. I'm going to go ahead and call it out. Some of you might know what I'm talking about. In the city of Houston, one of the more popular churches in town. One of the most civically minded churches in town, going all the way back to what they call the Civil Rights Movement, named after a very popular street in the city. I remember one time trying to help some people there. They asked a question that the pastor could not answer, and I just simply said to them, read Isaiah 60:12. And basically what it came down to is they had people were office, there were officers of the congregation. Pastor made that little signal. It was a signal to call me out from the midst of all others. Why? Because I called out a scripture that actually says, my brothers and sisters, in the prophecy, as a promise of the Most High, concerning what must happen in the latter days. That scripture says the Most High will reveal his light to Israel beyond all the thick darkness and confusion that is amongst the nations. Even saying that whatever nation, people, you can even say, my brothers and sisters, institution of man, will not hearken to that pure, perfect light. The scripture says that nation shall perish. How then, my brothers and sisters, do people actually believe? Because they call upon the name of the Most High, not asking him to conversion beyond the misconceits of man, but just simply want to be called safe according to the doctrines of an institution. What makes men believe, my brothers and sisters, that the institutions they trust that keep the truth from them could ever be their deliverance? Messiah said, watch out for false prophets. How many concern themselves with understanding that when he said, watch out for false prophets, he said, watch out for those who never even show you the way. Watch out for those who declare unto you a path that will never result in your attaining to the goal. Watch out for those who, being called false prophets, they teach a fallen short testimony, hoping that you never find to consider the real truth necessary to attain to the goal. False prophets, my brothers and sisters, what did he say concerning them? Those who will never teach you the whole truth. Broad is the road that leads to destruction. Narrow is the road that leads to eternal life. Indeed, the Most High knows what is good for his people. But they are those called, that he called, Messiah called false prophets. Teaching you a fallen short testimony. Fatally flattering the masses to believe they have enough. Have attained to all they need to know. But my brothers and sisters, never admonishing you to realize the Messiah is going to judge all mankind according to a standard that for many generations men have not collectively known. Scripture tells us, in the name of the Most High, we must all be one. Meaning that it is illegal, unlawful, unjust, for a consecrated people to have any differences of belief amongst them. Corinthians 1:10-11. I said 1 Corinthians 1:10-11. In the name of the Most High, unto his honor, that there be no divisions amongst you. We must all speak the same thing, unto the same understanding. 2:16. To 3 and 4. If there be any divisions or strife amongst us, still functioning as carnal men, there's no differences or contradictions in the Spirit of the Most High. So many say that they are saved, filled with the Holy Spirit. Question, my brothers and sisters, is this: how holy, how pure, and how perfect is the testimony that they exalt? Especially when hidden amidst their doctrines are so many obstacles against discerning the truth. My brothers and sisters, so much of what I'm speaking about right now, most are not even equipped to begin to understand. And the primary reason why, my brothers and sisters, is because the truth of which I have spoken on this show. Actually, now since around December of 2010, some 3,000 hours Blog Talk Radio shows have related again and again, my brothers and sisters, the truth that your leaders won't tell you. Biblical truths that your leaders would never want you to understand rightly. And in fact, my brothers and sisters, it should be very easy to understand how they have lied to you. I repeat, it should be very easy to discern how they have lied to you. If only you were inclined to understand that a mass of contradictions cannot be what the Most High finds acceptable. And if your heart were in all things driven to discern what is the truth, that would indeed set men free. Messiah spoke to a people, John 8 chapter, who did not believe that they were enslaved, minds shut down by any man. Messiah told them, if you're my disciples, you will know the truth. How about the truth of the leaders hide from you? And that truth will set you free. That's not pieces and part of the truth. Because all is necessary, my brothers and sisters, to gather the whole armor, be able to withstand and see beyond every lie. I want you to hear me, my brothers and sisters. I want you to understand. It is imperative. I repeat, it's imperative that you do. And he told many who said they were the children of Abraham, forgetting what Abraham was called to do, seek the perfect will of Yah, the perfect truth of the Most High to those who believe, might be restored purely and perfectly unto the will of one. Abraham was told to seek the perfect will of Yah, and Messiah said, if you were the sons of Abraham, you'll be doing the works of Abraham, seeking all that is his perfect will, desires that all should see it. And he asked them. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, he asked them, why is it that you have no room in you for my word? In other words, he was out to tell them the things the leaders, their leaders would not. So why is it you have no room in you for my word? He told them basically because you've been full of the devil, full of lies. This world has taught you. That's what he told them, and refused to believe it. My brothers and sisters, if men today had and could indeed see beyond all the lies, the massive divisions could not exist. Everyone would be ashamed of every institution that has shirked duty, or said has been treacherous against the duty of the gospel. Messiah said he had a word from on high, a word that was intended to complete all and make all nations complete unto the will of one. So he said, baptize, purge all nations, all people of their former allegiances. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, the exceeding light exposes all the darkness. He said, teach them to do everything that he commanded. What else is this for, my brothers and sisters, but to bring an end to this present-day Babylonish confusion? It's time we must know it. Hard words, so far, I'm sure. But my brothers and sisters, I have some things I want to tell you. I have some scripture I want to bring you to mind with regard to that explains what is the current state of human conscience. Isaiah 55. Messiah comes to rebuke his people and also to offer them the hope of the ancient promises. He tells his people in Isaiah 55 that they were called aside, consecrated to be a light to the nations, therefore again illegal, unlawful, unjust, misrepresentative, dishonorable, if there are any misconceits amongst his people. However, my brothers and sisters, there are those who have not understood that if Israel does not seek tensions and all oppositions for the pure, perfect truth, then Israel fails its purpose. And indeed, a whole world is left in blindness. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, if so many who say they are Israel all have different interpretations and ideologies with regard to what the scriptures have said, this confusion, my brothers and sisters, while many sit back and say things like, comfort ye, O my people. Make straight in the desert a highway for our Yah, our Holy One, our King. They forget something, my brothers and sisters. I said there's something that is being forgotten. That scripture compares so much to Isaiah in Isaiah 40 to 41. Speaking of the coming of the righteous one who is called the righteous one likened to the rising sun to cast out all the darkness. To reveal the light the world would obscure. To expose all those who hide the truth from you. That scripture saying, come out of our home, oh my people. Or it says, excuse me, in Isaiah 40, comfort ye, oh my people. The same thing, repent ye, oh my people. Repent and believe the gospel. Indeed is at hand. Prepare ye way in the desert, midst of the wilderness, amidst those who would not hear. Beyond every obstacle, a highway for our King. I want you to understand something, my brothers and sisters. Those prophecies, Isaiah 40, speaking of one who brings the light to cast out all the darkness, is a direct framework. Which is at Isaiah 44 through 45. It's a direct framework, my brothers and sisters, from the scriptures. At Revelation 16:12, Messiah called himself the one called the King of the East. If they translated right, they would have told you. The four horns of the scripture says there must come a drying up of the rivers. In other words, men seeing beyond all the mindscapes of their rulers. Beyond all the kings, my brothers and sisters, discerning the King of Kings, who exposes the Babylon that have been all the nations, teaching short-sighted standards to keep the people divided. Who do you think it is that maintains all these partial standards? I repeat, who do you think it is that maintains all these partial standards? It's your rulers. Who establish prisons to enslave the minds, never offering the exceeding truth. And men see beyond the treachery of those who never taught all that they were obliged, if they were called of Yah, to teach. Isaiah 57. 56 going into 57. Speaks to Israel, though it was a people. Consecrated unto the Most High, declare an invariant word to the world. That must be your first obligation. In fact, that is the first obligation of all Israel. Unto the healing, preservation of the righteousness, restoration of the righteousness of a nation. The Messiah comes telling the nation, your thoughts have not been like my thoughts. He reveals again righteousness, all the Most High has intended, for the restoration of a people. But the scripture says the leaders have been like greedy dogs. Too greedy, too selfish to understand or to bring about real understanding. Hey, they're more concerned about themselves, setting up their own quarter. Read Isaiah 59, 57, and 9. Each one leaning to his own understanding, misleading people according to their own ideals, causing men to mock the Most High, even Messiah. Even also the Messiah himself. Because they chose to praise their kings. Scripture says, what they have, the nations have done, the peoples have done, will not profit them. And there will be no repentance till people are willing to say, clear ye up, get the stumbling blocks out of the way of my people. In other words, every leader that is blind to the people, not to see the way of the one king, must be removed. Tell you about this, my brothers and sisters. Why don't they tell you about the one according to Isaiah 41 and 5, who will declare righteousness, and the scripture says, the kings of the earth shall become dust before his sword and driven stubble to his bow. Isaiah 40, well, how about going to Malachi? 318 through 4:2. It talks about one who because he comes, he will restore. Concept of what is righteousness, that you might discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked, those who seek all divine will and those who don't, those who would serve Yah, who is all that he is, versus those who would misrepresent him. Speaks of one called the Son of Righteousness, who will arise, that because of his word, the wicked, the lawless, who would not be lawful, would be ashes under the soles of the feet of the righteous in the day that he shall do this. Who is that one? The scripture says, so shall you, those who revere his name shall discern him. Isaiah 45 and 6 says, so shall they revere the name of the Most High from the rising of the sun to the west. Meaning what? Because of his testimony. I said, because of his testimony, every pretender will surely be exposed. I repeat, every pretender will surely be exposed. If people can believe that a mass of contradictions can be the work of one, if men can believe that a multitude of short-sighted standards at everybody's personal level, if people can believe that every partial, reverse, polluted, short-sighted, surface level of understanding is viable unto an agreement, it's like saying the Most High has no standard, no rule, no sovereignty, no reason to be respected or revered at all. But the scriptures tell us that through that one, scriptures call, ultimately in scripture, think about it, Revelation 16 calls him the King of the East. It talks about him exposing all the rulers. Clean, unsavory, unjust spirits, testimonies. Plan a testimony against them all that Babylon, the confusion of mass misrepresentation, might come to an end. Scripture says, because of him, he shall bring forth reverence, that men discern the difference between the righteous and the wicked. It said, Scripture said, because of him in Isaiah 45 and 6. So shall they revere the name of the Most High from the rising of the sun to the west. And Isaiah 59 says, in the latter days, from the west to the rising of the sun. Isaiah 59, 19 through 21. Hosea 11, 5 to 10 through 12. Isaiah 24, 10 through 16. Says, in the land where before he brought Israel out of a Babylon east to reside again upon their own land. In the last days, he said he would bring his people back from Babylon west and from all the nations of the earth where they've been scattered to set up a standard against every lie, every enemy. Messiah said, you're my friends if you do everything that I command you. Who are the enemy? Then those who would impede that progress. It's time, my brothers and sisters, we understand who Messiah said that he is in Revelation 22:16, when he said, I'm the root and offspring of David, the bright morning star. You need to think about it, my brothers and sisters. Who is the one who bore the title of old? Bright morning star, who casted all the darkness, revealed the light the world would obscure. All who hide the truth from you. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, that the adversary pretends to be? In order to keep men in blindness. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, who rightly deserves the title of bright morning star, when he comes suddenly like the rising sun to cast out all the darkness? Who is that one, my brothers and sisters, the scripture said would appear out of the seed of beloved King David? A King of kings, my brothers and sisters, to expose all false rule, to expose all those who are not functioning after the anointing that teaches all things. Who is he? Messiah said he is that one. And I regret to tell you, my brothers and sisters, the truth of the matter, most have not discerned what Messiah comes to do. Therefore, they can believe every form of misrepresentation. Malachi says that Messiah comes to utterly humiliate any leader who would teach a standard partial in the law. That means another standard. Partiality in the law means you don't have a law at all. Jacob, they call James 2:10, says that if you break one law, you broke the whole order. Meaning, my brothers and sisters, is that men, if they've deviated from a crucial particulars of the law, And my brothers and sisters, people are always having something to argue about in their lack of understanding. Are deceived to defy the peace. That's exactly what the adversary wants. You need to understand the reality of what this is all about, my brothers and sisters. I said you need to understand what this is all about. Who is that one, my brothers and sisters? The scripture says that Isaiah, in the 11th chapter, comes a second time to deliver his people out from all Babylon, back to their own lands. And Isaiah 59 says that a covenant, an agreement, a perfect agreement with the Most High, the knowledge of what is agreement with the Most High should remain forever. And that his testimony casts aside all every lawless standard to remove every obstacle. That the knowledge of the Most High should cover the earth as the waters cover the sea. The scripture says that that one for to deliver his people, Israel, out from Babylon. And trust me, my brothers and sisters, when the wise men came from the east, they knew exactly who Messiah was, looking for him who was called the King of the Jews. King of Yehuda. The king, my brothers and sisters, that they knew was the return of the tribe of Yehuda as a descendant, King David, according to the Davidic promise. All my brothers and sisters, if you understood what Messiah comes to do in the latter days, what was foretold to do, there's no way you could easily believe in the lies that men have told, leaving the world so indiscriminate. Malachi says Messiah comes to humiliate every testimony of men that would not teach the whole law. It goes as far as to say, my brothers and sisters, because men have been treacherous against teaching the fullness of the law, it's caused much disparity, disagreement amongst our people. It never should have been. Treachery against Yah and treachery against the hope of our people. Scripture says, Messiah comes to expose all those who have taught his people foreign gods. How about foreign standards? How about partialities in the law due to having remained carnally minded, not seeking the fullness of divine expectation? It's the same thing. It's idolatry, my brothers and sisters. It's mass misimagination. Scripture says Messiah comes, my brothers and sisters, because his people have departed from him. Chief concern of Zion, according to Isaiah 41, is that Most High looked upon his people and say they don't know him because they haven't had any prophets to raise their conscience after a fullness of his word that you would call the gospel, a sure and perfect word. Messiah comes to expose them all, declare indeed what is true righteousness, true justice. Please read Isaiah 41 through 42. Malachi, again, my brothers and sisters, says, Messiah must come. Why? Because your leaders, I said, because your leaders have lied to the people, telling them that everyone who walks according to his own unjust, partial, polluted way, lawlessness, lack of genuine agreement in the truth, telling men that if they're all satisfactory and that each man walk according to his own ways. Saying that after such dissolution and self-righteousness, antipathy against divine absolution, daring to say that the Most High delights in such. The scripture says, all those who have taught such lies, he will purge out from his temple. In fact, one scripture even says, he will destroy out of the temple of the Most High the man who does this, that he may restore true righteousness, pleasing as of old, as in former years. Indeed, my brothers and sisters, when the leaders tell you that somehow you can ignore any particular divine law, taking it outside the context of its purpose, if they tell you, my brothers and sisters, and the Most High is satisfied and pleased that men feel like they have a right to cherry pick the Holy Word, then my brothers and sisters, men have who have believed such a thing have not realized how they've ultimately insulted, blasphemed not only the holy name, but my brothers and sisters, the spirit of the Most High, the testimony of the Most High. And the scripture says, a man who would denigrate his testimony, his spirit, opportunity for men to discern the truth and righteousness. If any man blasphemes the Holy Spirit, he should not be forgiven, not in this world or the next. Hear me, my brothers and sisters. Acts 3:18-23 tells us plainly. Messiah comes for the restitution of all things, all setting all things right according to all the Most High spoke by the mouth of his holy prophets since world began. He says, whoever will not hearken to that prophet, that one who speaks the fullness of the accumulation of all the testimony, but will not hearken to him will be utterly cut off from among the people. Messiah does not come to disavow any of his words, any of the words spoken by any of the prophets, but to assure, to assure, know the Most High, as he is, if they would hearken to him, might have access to the greater knowledge of the truth. My brothers and sisters, for a long time, the Most High has not spoken to men, not in the manner that he spoke to men anciently. Because so often, my brothers and sisters, men have disrespected and not seen the importance of a word from him. Always believing the Most High compromises his promise to appease men. My brothers and sisters, anybody who can believe that is more self-concerned than he is for the sanctification of our nation. My brothers and sisters, I tell you now, with no such sentiments can the Most High ever, ever be pleased. But men have told men that Messiah comes to sanction all the various ideologies of all the various kings of the earth and all the multitude of their denominations, as long as they just use his name, regardless though it may be, unto their own vanities. Understand, vanity is the exaltation of something that does not appease the fullness of divine will to be called worthwhile or worthy before him. So it means, my brothers and sisters, if you call upon his name, you have an obligation to seek all that is his will for the express purpose that all be revived, preserved in the knowledge of the truth, and no man be left lacking. There are those, my brothers and sisters, who believe that they are inspired. Well, that first priority is that me, myself, and I. And my brothers and sisters, in so many ways, without inspiration, far from the genuine knowledge of Yah acceptable unto him. Philippians, 2nd chapter. So much scripture, my brothers and sisters, makes it plain that if your first priority is not the awakening of your people unto the fullness of all that is divinely inspired and intended, that your petitions, my brothers and sisters, for your personal salvation, in so many ways, fall upon deaf ears. That is the Shema, my brothers and sisters, that we all, as the people of the Most High, seek the Most High, ultimately unto the oneness, his name, that no one misrepresents, no one deceives his brother, no one is left lacking. If that is not your first priority, my brothers and sisters, whoever does not have this as the first priority has no partakership in the kingdom of Yah, because he remains a partaker in everything that causes men to easily be beguiled by fatal flatteries, self-righteousness, arrogances, and ignorance. My brothers and sisters, functioning as abominations, unwilling to be shapen genuinely by the mind of the One. But my brothers and sisters, every bit of this obstacle, I said every bit of this obstacle must be removed. That without question, my brothers and sisters, the day must come when none such illusions shall anymore remain. Man was created to be a habitation for the Holy Spirit, a habitation for a pure and perfect word, emanating and resonating
the thoughts of his maker and his maker alone. That alone is peace. But my brothers and sisters, men talk about religious freedom. All they've talking about is freedom to create cages for one another. And this most time, my brothers and sisters, could never fail to agree, because so many of us fail to agree or find what true agreement with the Most High is. Because so many of my brothers and sisters amongst us, not humble for the cause of our people, have been pleased to seek to be justified by the short-sightedness of our own minds, rather than asking the Most High what is necessary to raise conscience for the good of all. Like I say, if every man is righteous according to his own diverse, short-sighted partiality, then in mass disillusions, there's no question about it, my brothers and sisters. After mass disagreements, we have no agreement, and we have no covenant, not with Yah at all. Think about it. There are those who want to presume that they have been true to the entire testimony according to the gift of the Holy Spirit. But so often, my brothers and sisters, when they find that they have been neglectful, they become resentful of him who calls out where they have not considered the truth. But brothers and sisters, the Holy Spirit does not refrain from the knowledge of the truth, but embraces it. There are those who actually want to believe in their carnality that they are men functioning truly after the Spirit of the Most High. Even to say that they don't need the gift of the Spirit. They say whatever they read, comprehend it sufficiently. Let me tell you something. The priests of old had the testimonies of the prophets, but it didn't mean they understood the prophets. And for this reason, the Most High sent prophets to bring about a restoration of right understanding. I think about Isaiah 28. It says, men in the last days, Isaiah 28, about 29 and 8. They will find out in the last days. They thought they were hearing the truth, thought they were hearing something worthwhile. They wake up and find it's like they were only dreaming, hungry and famished, after they dreamt that they were eating, dreamed that they were drinking, thought they were getting good doctrine. They have to wake up to find out that all they had was the precepts and doctrines of men. Variant standards, not true to the will of one, reading but not comprehending or seeing the vision contained therein. Isaiah 29 speaks of it well. It says the day must come that all those who act corruptly against true knowledge must be removed. The men see clearly the words of the book. I want you to think about Isaiah 30, my brothers and sisters. Men, because they refuse to take counsel of the Most High, have only added confusion upon confusion, sin upon sin, illusion upon illusion. And the scriptures tell us in advance this being stuck. I said being stuck and not moving, not progressing. The scriptures tell us, our brothers and sisters, that this will only be unto man's damnation, his confusion, because they refuse to hear the higher voice that the Most High would grant to the prophets to raise the conscience of men. Scripture calls them false sons because they wouldn't take the counsel of the Most High. They prefer to hear deceivers who would never show them all the ways that they are deceived. Scripture said, because of this, institutionalities such as these have created and trusted will be suddenly broken unmercifully. Like the sudden breaking of an unclean potter's vessel that has become scored and corrupted. In fact, my brothers and sisters, every sanctuary that men have created to preserve corruptions, Most High said unto the blessing of his people, he shall utterly destroy every such illusion, every such obstacle, that men might finally partake of the truth and not corrupt it. Read Isaiah 30 and 18 and understand. That men might see true direction. Because the leaders would never, to him and my brothers and sisters, Leaders who never intend for you to find the goal also can never set you on the path. There are truths that are on the path that are not on any, the one path that are not on any other. There are lies that are on every other path that is not on the one path, my brothers and sisters. That's why he said, watch out for false prophets. They do not intend that you see the way to the goal. Their intent is to keep you within the cages. Their own ways, the scripture says, unto their quarter, unto their advantage. Read Isaiah 57:9-57:14. For the Most High wants to reshape a people true to Him. How many prepared to believe? I want you to consider these things, my brothers and sisters. And that the restitution of all things being set back in order, is a latter-day thing yet to come. What has made men believe since Acts 3:18-23 says Messiah will judge mankind according to all that has been spoken by the prophets since the world began? What has made people believe they've been justified by any partial standard? If the restitution of all things has not come, what makes people not seek the Most High for the day of that restoration? Woe on those, my brothers and sisters, who seek to be justified by any standard less than the fullness the Most High requires. I have to ask questions. Why haven't they told you Messiah said that He is, that you might know what to expect? Why have they not taught you, for instance, the secret city prophecies about how Messiah shall appear, that you know without question that time is up, and that you should finally at last rejoice that a true teacher is amongst you? You don't know what I'm talking about, my brothers and sisters. On our website, hiddengospel.com, there's an article called The Secret City Prophecies. There's an article there called Prophetic Proof that proves that men have not known even who Messiah is, and who He said He is, and who the early church knew that He is, and all the prophets knew that He is, and all the apostles knew that He is. And it is quite evident that this is so according to the writings of them all. How is it that, my brothers and sisters, they did not tell you these things? I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, there are truths that Rome sought to utterly destroy from the minds, knowing that while they existed, they could never take control of the minds of the people. And your leaders, my brothers and sisters, have preserved such treachery, and that to this very day, they will not speak the fullness of those words. It's time to wake up, my brothers and sisters, and see what is necessary to finally at last be free. It's a shame that men say they have no need for a raising of conscience by the gift of the Spirit that only the Most High can give. The gift of the Spirit the Most High said He would only give and preserve upon those who would obey Him. Oh, did you hear me? I said the gift that He said He would only preserve upon those who would obey Him. Yohanan, 14th chapter, I am the way of truth unto life, He said. He said, if you love me, seek God to maintain Him. To defend my commandments, not adding or taking away anything. Desires to see what the fullness is. That's really what Isaiah 22nd chapter is saying. He said, if that is what you desire, I said, then I will ask of my Father for the Spirit of truth to help you become a preserver of truth amongst our people for the good of our people. But He said, if that is not your ultimate goal, why should He ask for you to receive the gift Spirit at all? If all you want to do is establish your own standard in another cage in which to ensnare our people. Did we forget, my brothers and sisters, why ancient Israel had bar and bat mitzvahs? No one was allowed to have, a woman was not allowed to have a husband nor a husband or wife if they could not prove that they could preserve the ways of our people. But there are those today, my brothers and sisters, who just come together after their own accord, not seeking the Most High for the fullness of His will, not devoting themselves unto the fullness of what is divine will and purpose, and yet daring to call it holy matrimony. Oh, my brothers and sisters, since the Most High said He wants a pure offspring after His will, and He doesn't want your pastors who wouldn't marry you hiding their iniquities, what good, my brothers and sisters, is it if generation after generation is only wrought unto preserving partialities and confusion rather than the fullness of the truth. Of the truth, Most High says he wants a pure offspring. And the only way anyone could offer unto the righteousness and honor of one anything viable is they must seek to bring forth a pure, perfect standard that offers consensus and but one choice. It's the only way. It's the restitution of all things is the latter day thing to come. It's certain that what you see in this world by and large is nothing but a mass misrepresentation. And in many, the scripture says, shall perish for unbelief. It is certain that there have been many lies taught and impregnated upon the minds. That because men could not see beyond those lies, they acted as continual obstacles against them discerning the greater truth, rendering them incapable of true belief, unless they're willing to humble themselves to reason fully with Yah. Enough. People have acted as if, my brothers and sisters, and I understand only indiscriminate carnal senses can bring forth much diversity to confusion. And yet there are those who presume in their partiality that they discern what is necessary to see beyond every illusion while not seeking for the ultimate good of their people. A true prophet called the Most High, my brothers and sisters, is one he calls to help his people see beyond every illusion that all men might be made free. But this is actually the first command, utmost command, founding command of all, according to Mark 12, 29-31, Deuteronomy 6, 4-6. If a person does not have that first utmost priority, not seeking the Most High to rediscover what he is missing, a brother and sister, such a soul misleads not only himself but others to remain incomplete. Truths in the scriptures, my brothers and sisters, that no man is made whole, steadfast, confirmed without. And that truth, my brothers and sisters, we all must attain if we are to be counted steadfast. A strong pursuit of the truth. Asking the Most High beyond all others. Hey, one of my favorite psalms was always 109, the 119th. And in the midst of it, at 119:97 through 104, there's a petition on the part of the psalmist, asking the Father to give him more understanding than all the elder and the honorable, among all those the society calls honorable, that he might keep. How about direct instruction from Yah? How many of us, my brothers and sisters, are willing to do the same? That we might have a people who agree perfectly in the will of one. 2 Thessalonians talks about a strong delusion, a spell over men that they trust in and believe lies, that they have no love of the truth. Our brothers and sisters, the leaders have taught fatal flatteries, a false Messiah, flattering all the misconceits of man, and this Messiah will never do. And if anyone wants to believe Messiah will compromise the promises of the Most High, or they all who believe the Most High will compromise with his divine pleasure to please any man, you've got another thing coming, because this is not the love of Yah, nor the love of men, that anyone be taught a fallen standard that does not bring forth the fullness of the beauty the Most High intends for people who will honor and be grateful in that blessedness. You seek to deny any of the particulars necessary to bring forth such beauty, my brothers and sisters. To do so is to be a robber against all. There are those who want to believe that the multitude of varying standards we see in this world can still be viable unto the one Most High. If that's the case, what do you need the pastors for? Think about it. So you have a congregation that you can gather together to disrespect the greater truth? I would strongly advise you, my brothers and sisters, articles like the Secret City Prophecy at HiddenGospel.com. You need to understand that truth because it is biblical. Without it, nobody is confirmed whole and steadfast. Article on that website, hiddengospel.com, prophetic proof, talking about the truth of Messiah is that the world has dared not speak. Another article there called Early Church Origin and Forgotten Mutual Expectation. Again, explaining again on what the early church knew concerning Messiah, that Rome felt that they had to destroy from the minds that they'd be able to control them. You need these truths, my brothers and sisters, that you can be wise beyond all that the false nations of this world have told. Article there called Tribulation 70 to 365 AD, talking about how Rome murdered millions for hundreds of years. So that the truth be forgotten and men would fear men more than Yah. My brothers and sisters, the Most High said, respect for himself as he is, putting aside all misrepresentations, must occur. If you knew that, you'd be seeking the truth your leaders are not telling you. When the scriptures say such things, he who has ears. Revelation 2nd and 3rd, he who has ears, and he with the Spirit says of the church, the Spirit that teaches all things, hear that. Whether or not you can believe the exceeding truth will decide whether you count a believer, count it a believer at all. I want you to know something, my brothers and sisters, no question about this in my mind. All present social orientations in all the nations of this world have all been contradictively in so many ways short-sighted. Men establishing institutions according to the extent of their own vision and their own objectives. My brothers and sisters, if these nations were founded in pursuit of the righteousness of Yah, they wouldn't be talking about freedom to go whichever way to hell you want to go. They would let you know that the only hope you have for freedom is to find the truth that the world has not known. Most High told me directly, greatest truth is not what people think they know, but what they don't know, but what they think they know, not giving full consideration to all that he has spoken. That's not wisdom at all. None has a right to lie. No one has a right, my brothers and sisters, then to remain ignorant of the truth. All are obligated to seek the truth. They do not lie. Read Zechariah. Well, how about Zephaniah 2:15 to 3:6 to 3:13? His people will learn not to lie, how to do no iniquity. It requires they have the right knowledge of the truth. Revelation 14 says they have to learn beyond all the nations to lie, how to follow the Lamb wherever he leads. They come out patient in this Babylon. When it says, come out of it, O my people, it is at the hand of one who himself must destroy Babylon. Why didn't they tell you that? It's at the hand of one who comes to destroy all misrepresentation. Why didn't they tell you that? The scripture says, comfort ye, O my people. It's talking about telling the people to seek the Most High beyond themselves to prepare for the king who will suddenly judge mankind by a testimony that men have not known for many, many generations. Read Isaiah 42 and 16. He said he will lead the blind by a way that they have not known. And he will bring forth the restoration that men have not sought for. He will magnify, heavily elucidate upon the law unto a level that is finally at last, my brothers and sisters, acceptable. And he says that a whole world for a long time has not revered him. But now he will lay waste mountains, kingdoms, he says. We'll dry up the pools. In other words, whatever men have trusted in, short of seeking Yah as he is, he will put to an end that men may see beyond the mindscapes of men. Why didn't they teach you that, my brothers and sisters? Because they never intended, I said again, to lead you or teach you deliverance unto a conscience beyond themselves. Too much dead gum, arrogant and ignorant, filthily prideful and abominable testosterone running around here, if you really want to know the truth about it. I had somebody tell me earlier today that she couldn't trust in anything unless it was, let's just say, a Bly's ideas of her, pastor husband. That I was going beyond authority. My brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. No woman married to an unrighteous man has excuse for remaining in unrighteousness when the Most High calls all to reason. Holy matrimony means you both must be inclined to seek the whole truth. Scripture says, be not unequally yoked. Unrighteousness has no fellowship, or righteousness has no fellowship with unrighteousness. Meaning that you both must come together. If you were married in the name of the Most High, so you must both honor him. So I spoke to a Samaritan woman. My brothers and sisters, you better pray that somebody in your family hears the words and is humble enough to receive them in a diligent fashion, enough to love in a true meaning, to assure that no one is misguided. Time to wake up and understand, my brothers and sisters. Time to wake up and understand. I asked that she would get her husband in contact with me. So far, I've not heard that request. However, I did leave much information. Should our prayer get together to find out those things they have not considered? You know, so many think they are, I think they already have. Well, I can only tell you, my brothers and sisters, people are not the ones who write the test, nor are they the ones that grade it. Most High had an intent for mankind from the beginning, and men must discern again what that is. Nothing less acceptable. All present social orientations in all the nations have been contradictively short-sighted. So I said, watch out for false prophets. The only way you can do that is you have to find out what is the exceeding testimony that before the Most High is good. It says, many will come to him in that day. Do we not prophesy, preach in your name, cast out delusions, deceptions, obstacles? Your name do many wonderful works, inspired works, and Messiah say to them, keep away from me. You never knew me. That's what it really means. Thought they preached the testimony that was his. Messiah would tell him, say, you didn't get that from me. Thought they did inspired works. He said it was another spirit. Never sought to teach you all things. Never sought to deliver people beyond all misconceits. My brothers is saying that they preached in his name unto his honor and was still left out so much. Not by his spirit, my brothers and sisters. Not by his spirit. So how can a man who misrepresents, my brothers and sisters, make you a right representative? It's impossible. Time to understand, my brothers and sisters, there's a lot of institutions out here that call themselves Israel. Feasts, say they keep the Shabbats, say they keep the proper dietary laws, they keep the Torah. But differences in administrations in the Torah is not order. In fact, it's not the mind from whence the Torah came. Many in the Shabbat teaching different words. Well, guess what? That's in different testimonies. That's not under peace. The Shabbat is a time for people to gather together to seek completion, to preserve the integrity of the holy name and the integrity of a people who are called to be an invariant light to all nations. If that's not what men do, then they never kept a Shabbat, because they never sought what is complete, they never sought what is acceptable, never discerned what is righteousness, and all they've been is just co-partakers with devils under Babylon's lie. And the Most High accepts none of it. Time we understand the real. Time we discern the truth, my brothers and sisters. Time to discern the purpose of all things. The Most High told me,
Know what it said and not know why it is said is to miss the point. There are those who seek to comfort themselves, and their lack of knowledge results in the fall. And they made applications for those who would flatter many, and call many others to entrapments. Kaship and devil should devil make, my brothers and sisters. The Most High does not call worthy unto his kingdom. He said, if you like the leaders in any way seek to destroy, deny the authority of the law and the prophets, he says you shall in no case enter the kingdom of Yah. Read Matthias 5:14-24. You seek to deceive anyone against even the least of the law of the prophets, he says you're guilty unto hellfire. If any man speaks any idle words, stagnating the mind after foolish fleshliness, not to seek the fullness of divine truth, he says you give account for it in the judgment. Read Matthias 12:36. Understand the reality. It's the lawless ones, my brothers and sisters, not lawful. The wicked of my people, lawless of people. Isaiah 53 that caused men to reject the Messiah. Zechariah said, wicked rulers that caused the people to be wicked, not recognize their shame before the greater testimony of Messiah himself at that city that is chosen to expose all confusion. Look at Zephaniah 3. How about 2:15-3:6-3:15? Jesus talks about that city of confusion that must be destroyed to destroy confusion. Isaiah 19:18-25, 24:10-16. Again, Isaiah. In fact, the entirety of Isaiah 23-24-25-26 speaks of it. Look particularly at 25:1-3:10. Third chapter, and understand it speaks about Messiah warning a city that would not listen, that people might learn again how to agree. Hosea 11:5-10-12 speaks about a wicked city where the people conspire together among themselves without hearkening to the Most High. And after such, they cannot be delivered. Till finally, at last, the Most High will finally bring enough destruction of these status quo that men have trusted, that finally a people should come forth, the scriptures say again, trembling from the west. That's Hosea 11:5-10-12. And understand what that's speaking about, my brothers and sisters. You must understand what that's speaking about. It says, comfort ye, O my people. It means come out from under every misrepresentative and prepare for the king. That's coming out of the misrepresentation, the misinterpretation, the misadministration of the rulers who can never bring forth fully what is the healing of our people beyond every wound of lies. There have been obstacles against our healing and again being made one in honor of him who is one. Hear my brothers and sisters. It's time you understand this. We say the king is coming. Repent ye and believe the gospel, means believe the whole word that you might not be found standing against him. Your leaders have been babbling. Your leaders have misrepresented. Your leaders have misinterpreted. Your leaders have misadministered. It's the only way that the divisions even exist. Their divisions amongst us are evident that your leaders have been more concerned about the institutionalities they created or they would sustain. It tells the people, whether they have religious freedom, freedom to create their own gods, create their own imaginations, create their own snares, to devour one another. As if to say that absolution, finding the exceeding truth that exposes the all lie, all the lies, they act like that's the illegal thing. My brothers and sisters, a nation that licenses every lie and stands against attaining the absolution that it ends a lie surely is, without question, Babylon. Messiah will come, instead of telling folks that every standard is wise, will come telling folks to listen to him, to hear him, to await the fullness of his law, and be silent before his message. But they say that everybody has a right to tell his imaginations and lies, his misrepresentations. Far better, my brothers and sisters, that you seek all this contained in the law and the prophets to assure that no one lacks anything
because it's according to the fullness of the law and the prophets, according to Acts 3:18 through 23. The Messiah will judge every man. He spoke of one called Shiloh out of the tribe of Judah. Again, read Genesis 49. Under him shall all the people, even all the nations, even all Israel, gather, and all the tribes of Israel shall submit before him, bow before him. Under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. As a another statement about that one whose title is Morning Star, the tribe of David. It means if all people are gathered to him, it means they will be delivered or liberated from every other. Under one standard, the Most High declared that his people might be one. Why don't your leaders tell you about this? These are things that your rulers did not tell you because not being called and seeking to preserve their own con man applications. They can't tell. If they have not the power to teach you the truth beyond the cage, they are the cage. Like I say, they never had an intent to liberate you at all. Or else, when so many of them have heard words like these, and I got news for you, I spoke to many of them. Words like these, they rejoice in alliance that you hear them. But my brothers and sisters, your leaders, rebellious, pray for the day that a people who are reasonable shall indeed be brought to come forth. Many who claim to be his friends, he said, awake, O sword, against my shepherd, the man who is called my friend. Smite the shepherd, and his flock shall be scattered. It's because of your leaders who don't seek that you discern the whole truth that two-thirds of humanity will perish. And you really think these are friends of the Savior? Read Zechariah, my brothers and sisters, 13th chapter, and understand. Like I said, one who restores respect for the Most High, one standard from the rising sun to the west, must be the Savior. Isaiah 45:23, under him every knee shall bow and every tongue shall swear. Read Philippians 2:9-13, Romans 14-12, and realize who the early church knew Messiah to be. Discern, my brothers and sisters. Who is that one, again, my brothers and sisters, called the Morning Star that the wise men from the east came to see, who knew was their king from some 6 centuries before, that was to come out of the tribe of Judah and to return out of the tribe of Judah in the latter days? Who is he, my brothers and sisters? If you don't know that anointed one, you haven't known the Messiah at all. It should not be that men create debates like devils sitting in the midst of having so-called moderators in the midst to watch our people argue with each other, no one having the solution. We must seek for far better than this to be pleasing unto the Most High. Can we speak again, my brothers and sisters? This has been Edomiah of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Under his might, his honor, and his praise always. Hallelujah! And I thank you all again, yes I do, for listening. Please check out that website of mine, hiddengospel.com. Articles that I've mentioned, such as The Secret City Prophecies at hiddengospel.com, Prophetic Proof at hiddengospel.com, Early Church Origin of Forgotten Mutual Expectations at hiddengospel.com. Why did they hide this truth from you? The scripture says, the gospel, the pure, perfect word, be here that leads you along the righteous path. If it be here, it is here to them that are lost. Well, guess what? If they hear from you that pure, perfect word that will deliver you from those who misguide you, still not delivered, my brothers and sisters. Still not delivered. Romans says in the second and third chapter, a true Jew, true of the tribe of Judah, will seek to honor the Most High in all things. And if a whole world does not believe, my brothers and sisters, this negates faith in Yah, say absolutely not. If a whole world be found a liar, deceived, or not perceiving the truth, Yah will yet be true. And that is why the scriptures tell you the Messiah will come with a testimony that was not expected. It was not expected because your leaders didn't prepare you to respect a need to seek the truth beyond them all. Or did you really believe the Messiah comes to agree with a multitude of misrepresentations against him and not to represent the fullness of the word of the Most High that the Most High has given him. In fact, First Peter 10 said, Messiah comes to speak the testimony of our brothers and sisters that's true to all the prophets that spoke by his spirit. If they told you right, Second Peter 1:19-21. See, all the prophets spoke by the spirit of the Most High that was in them. What it really says, my brothers and sisters, is that they didn't speak any personal carnal idea or private interpretation. The word, the meaning of the word is what the Most High intended from the beginning forever. That's a sure word of prophecy. And everything a prophet says might not be contained in his own book, but it's based upon the foundation of all the prophets after the same spirit. So he said again, watch out for false prophets, after which damnable heresies, intentions against the truth to be spoken as the way of truth. Devilish doctrines, my brothers and sisters, that caused many to be ensnared unto the fate of many devils. He said, watch out for them, my brothers and sisters. And remember that perseverance in seeking the Most High, I said, beyond all your leaders. That is your salvation beyond those who misrepresent. And be careful in this. And seek the whole truth first. How about 2 Peter 3:14-18? Lest you follow the error of the lawless. Be wise, my brothers and sisters. Be wise. To say the Most High accepts everybody's standard is total disrespect. They may have come to the Most High expecting to come into his presence and to be taught within the constraints of their own thoughts. My brothers and sisters, for this reason, Isaiah 8:9-8 says, for a long time the Most High hid his face. The Messiah will come, declaring, bind all the testimonies, seal all the laws, see how it all works together. I said, see how it all works together, and whoever will not hearken according to this pure, perfect word, there's no light in them. Isaiah 50:10-11. He among you has not this invariant light that comes from on high. Hearken to him who is called by the name of the Most High and be saved. How about may be made whole, be made healed, be made worthy, and hearken to the testimony as given to him who is called by the name of the Most High by his Savior, his King, Father. I only tell you, my brothers and sisters, something the Most High told me a long time ago. The adversary has created a game after which, after his interference, some will win, some will lose. And many of my brothers and sisters consider themselves the winners, while themselves not seeking the whole truth. We found two losers because they did not seek that all might learn how to win. The game is meant to catch the player, my brothers and sisters. And I dare say that anyone who will petition for wisdom, who does not seek it for the good of all, is still yet destroyer of all he influences. Wake up and understand the utmost command. The time to discern is short. But my brothers and sisters, for those who will not seek the fullness of the truth, their damnation is long. Hearken to the eternal word, my brothers and sisters, conscious beyond contradiction, that you might have instead life eternal. Blessed be those who seek the whole truth for the good of us all, for those who petition for that and are willing to stand for that, are those who will be sent forth for the blessing of all. And these are they who would have their reward. Again, till we speak again, my brothers and sisters, this is Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. Check out that website of mine. Somehow you can come a constituent with a ministry. Most High is truly called for the healing of his people. And again, until we speak again, this has been Eddie Meow of Covenant Remembrance Ministries. The Most High for every ear that he brings in. And under his might, his honor, his sovereign reverence and praise. Always. Hallelujah! Again, I thank you all for listening. What indeed once is just a dream. The Most is promised. Most High is promised. Was now. Be done.